Kamala's stepdaughter felt trauma voting in NYC mayoral primary. By Hannah Knudsen on June 25, 2025. Ella Imhoff, the stepdaughter of failed presidential candidate Kamala Harris, said she felt trauma voting in the New York City mayoral primary because it was the same polling station where she voted for her stepmom, who handily lost to President Donald Trump in November. In a video posted to social media, Imhoff said, "You know, I'm feeling a little trauma walking to the same polling station that I did to vote for Kamala. And you know, I'm just feeling a lot of hope right now," she said. She then updated her video after voting, declaring, "We did it. I'm feeling a huge mix of emotions," she added. "I'm really nervous. I'm also so hopeful. It's been so spectacular seeing New York come together in this way and rally behind Soran, and, yeah. Let's fucking do this, guys. Watch." This comes as the self-declared Democratic Socialist, New York State Assemblyman Soran Mamdani, D, declared that he and his supporters made history in essentially clinching the Democrat primary in the Democrat-run city. "I want to applaud the Assemblyman for a really smart and good and impactful campaign," opponent Andrew Cuomo said after his own apparent loss. "Tonight is his night. He deserved it. He won." Mamdani has made waves with a series of radical comments and proposals, such as city-run grocery stores, as Breitbart News has documented. Mayoral candidate Soran Mamdani outlined his platform on his website, saying people in his city are struggling with the cost of groceries. The site then declared Mamdani will create a network of city-owned grocery stores focused on keeping prices low, not making a profit. Without having to pay rent or property taxes, they will reduce overhead and pass on savings to shoppers. They will buy and sell at wholesale prices, centralize warehousing and distribution, and partner with local neighborhoods on products and sourcing. With New York City already spending millions of dollars to subsidize private grocery store operators, which are not even required to take SNAP/WIC, we should redirect public money to a real public option. He also has publicly stated that queer liberation means defund the police. Mamdani has earned praise from the likes of fellow socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, who said, "Congratulations to Soran Mamdani and his thousands of grassroots supporters for their extraordinary campaign. You took on the political, economic and media establishment and you beat them," Sanders added. "Now it's on to victory in the general election."